kick off the Halloween season right with some massive pumpkins on display this weekend. We're counting down to the weigh-off next on Western Life Radio. Sportsman's Warehouse started right here in Midvale, so you probably already know Sportsman's Warehouse is the headquarters for everything hunting. And with fall fast approaching, Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need to gear up for the hunt. And for the campers, we've got tents, sleeping bags, packs, lanterns, and thousands of accessories. Fall also means football and tailgating. Come check out the selection of grills, smokers, canopies, tables, and chairs. There's something for everyone. Sportsman's Warehouse, Utah born, Utah proud.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Check out some of Utah's biggest pumpkins and get a few seeds to get you started. Matt McConkey with the Utah Giant Pumpkin Growers tells us more.
You can't help but smile when you see these, and they're just so much fun. Everybody loves them. We bring them to schools, we bring them to events, and it's just top to bottom good time. So at 11 a.m., our first weigh-off of the season starts. Our junior division goes from 11 to noon, and then the big pumpkins start getting weighed from noon to 3. We start smallest, work our way to the largest. So that's our first event of the fall season here, and it's going to be a good one. It always is. We encourage you, if you have a pumpkin, to show up early. We like to check them in between 8 and 10 a.m., but yeah, you'll have people showing up plenty early. I've slept over in that parking lot before, so we have a lot of excitement built up over our season. Certainly, the weather has taken casualties amongst the pumpkins this year, but there'll be some big ones out there. For your listeners, we're happy to hand out seeds at our event this fall, and you can also contact us through our website if you're interested in getting some seeds. We can mail them to you. So our intent is, we're a nonprofit organization. We're just trying to spread the love of pumpkins. So our intent is just to give anyone who's interested in seeds some seeds to get you started. And we also provide growing tips for free. Any one of these growers would be happy to point you in the right direction and give you pointers on what to do to grow a big one.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.